T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Good morning, I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath. And we've got a big one today where we will be talking with two of our city's general managers, the Brewers, David Stearns, 710, the Bucks, John Horst, 845. John Horst, longtime friend of the program. I believe this will be the first time that we've talked to David Stearns in this capacity. He's been on the big show a handful of times. He's great to go out to our toy drive each and every year. He always does that. They chip in, so our thanks to him. We've talked to him at the ballpark. I've talked to him in the locker room when there's been champagne flying, but we'll talk to him in this setting today. And it's been an interesting week, as I've noticed from afar, with the Milwaukee Brewers, as I missed 2 days, right, of slamming on Mark Attanasio. And, you know, for the last couple of months, Chuck, I have been calling the Brewers cheap, and I've been directing some of it to David Stearns. It looks like I need to direct it to the owner, Mark Attanasio.
Well, Attanasio is, he can clear all this up if he's really in the red, how he can really clear it up, which he would never do. And teams would never do this to us, and the Brewers forever would never, even under Bud Selig. Show us where all the operating expenses, show us where what goes a player's salary, all the income coming in, where's this $3 million of $3 million of attendance. Where is all that money going to? You know, it'd be an easy thing to do, just to show us, hey, you're in the red. Well, why don't you just show us how much you're in the red? Hey, you know what? We pay money to go see your thing. You're telling us that money is not good enough. Let's just see where you are in the red, and then we can find out for sure whether he's telling us the truth or not.
I don't mind if. See, the problem I have with the Attanasio thing, and were people pretty upset, I imagine, the last couple of days? Am I imagining that right? I read some of the social media comments.
I think, you know, I think some people want to believe. I mean, I want to believe him. I do, because obviously he's cut back his payroll. But, I mean, if this is a, this might just be a baseball issue, again, I think. I think this is a baseball issue. If the Brewers can't compete and have a payroll of at least $120, $130 million, and they got to cut back $30 million. The team has been in the postseason the last 2 years. Then this is a problem with baseball again.
How are they losing money?
Well, that's what I want to know. I want to.
Well, what do we know? What do we know how they've spent money and how they've made money? We know they spend money on player salary. We know they spend money on, you know, the vendors and all this kind of stuff. We know that. But they've also now eliminated the Friday's restaurant. They've taken over that. They've been slowly doing that throughout the park. They have had nearly 3 million people in attendance again. Food and beer, as you guys know, is not cheap. They've got a new logo now to sell new merchandise. We know where they're making money and spending money. And then there's the other thing, the American Family Fields of Phoenix, which the price tag on that was about $60 million. And when you run a business, I've never owned a business, shocking to say. I've had enough people that have tell me you can adjust the books to make it seem like you took a loss for tax reasons or whatever. And so maybe that's what the Brewers did. I don't know. But whatever they did, the reason I don't like it, I guess there's two. There's one thing that Mark said the other day that I was like, are you kidding me? I'll get to that in a second. But the reason I don't like it is you're trying to make it seem like you are broke and you're poor and you're a baseball team. And that's not true, and we all know that's true. So if you want to cut back salary because you just don't think Mike Moustakas is good enough and you kind of like some of these other guys, or you're saving money for Christian Yelich, if you want to cut back salary for that, that's one thing. But to go with the, oh, look at us, woe is me, we don't have any money, I operated at a loss last year, I just find that disingenuous from Mark Attanasio. And when he said the other day his ultimate goal is to keep Miller Park and to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin for the next generation, when was that ever in question? We got to start worrying about that again.
Yeah, no, I, he does not want to operate in the red and lose money. Nobody wants to lose money. But as I was telling Horvey yesterday, I don't want to hear my owner is making a lot of money in any business. I don't want to hear how much he's making or how little he's making, because I don't want to be going out there thinking I'm going to a losing. I'm driving in Miller Park thinking I'm supporting a losing proposition. Thinking, hey, you know, matter, I'm going here, I'm going to see my team, but you know, we're playing with one arm tied behind our back because our owner's losing money, and our franchise can never compete. Maybe for a couple of years, but for the most part, financially, we can't compete. If he's losing money and he's got $3 million or 3 million fans coming into the stadium and printing T-shirts and logos, and that place is a buzz, 81 games a year, what does it take to make money? How do you make money? I mean, we all go into that place and we think, when you step in Miller Park, Bart, you're thinking, man, this thing is thriving. They're doing well. If you went to any games last year, you would have guessed, hey, you know what, this is, things are going well here. Well, okay, if that's not a sign of things going well at the Milwaukee Brewers, what is? Having a cheap payroll, $70 million, and 3 million people at the gate, that's how you're going to make money? You're not going to have a winning baseball team because nobody's going to be coming to the games either.
One of the things that we will talk to David Stearns about is, because I think we're at the point where, at least I am, I mean, we talk about money. So all we do is talk about money. We should be breaking down the games of the night. And sure, sometimes there's more games, sometimes there's less. But all we're doing with everybody is talking about money. Chris Middleton. Why is Chris Middleton so polarizing? Money. What is going to keep Giannis here? Money. How are the Packers supposed to win when Aaron Rodgers makes so much money? Can they afford Jimmy Graham? Do they have to cut him because of money? Can you bring back Brian Bulaga? Money. Can the Brewers afford Yelich? Money. Money, 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 money. And sure, some leagues have a salary cap, some don't. But aren't we at a point where it's like, this is it? This is sports now? Sports and money is not just like some side thing. You know, there used to be little shows that would air on CNBC at 5 in the morning on a Saturday. Sports money. And, you know, if you're interested in that, you could at least watch it. But now it is sports. It's more sports than the games on the field. And I think that is, for me, growing to a level of frustration because we're taking away from the actual game.
Yeah, but it's been going on for, let's say, when salaries really got out of whack, mid-90s. That's when salaries really started getting crazy in all sports. You know, I mean, when the Packers signed their first big free agent, Reggie White, it was like for $4 or $5 million a year, and that was a big deal back in the early 90s. Now, you guys are making $4 or $5 million a paycheck or a week. But the business of sports, yeah, that's what we turned into. You know, free agency, everybody's excited about NBA free agency when it comes in July. You know, baseball free agency, maybe not so much so, but I mean, it is. It's all about dollars and cents anymore and not about X's and O's. And but it's been going on for a long time now.
To be fair, it isn't just the Brewers that are cheap, though. And you brought up, I mean, people at Miller Park and how it's just booming, especially on the weekends. They were eighth in attendance out of 30 teams, and it's the smallest market in all of Major League Baseball. So I don't think the attendance, that's not the problem. People are paying for the merchandise going to the games. But, like, if you look around, this has been going on in baseball forever. Teams just get cheap. Nobody wants to pay these guys any money because of the back end of these contracts. Look at the Cardinals letting Albert Pujols walk. You look at the Nationals letting Bryce Harper walk. Look how cheap the Cubs have been. That's the number one, number two market in the entire world, whatever the hell it is. They have their own network, and they're going to have to choose between Chris Bryant and Javi Baez. They weren't able to bring in anybody this year either. They couldn't afford Eric Sogard. So that's the Ricketts family over there. None of these rich owners want to dip into their own.
But do we believe that either?
No, well, that's what I do believe that none of these rich owners want to dip into their own pocket. And you could say they shouldn't have to. That's their money, but I don't know. I just feel like everybody's cheap. The Boston Red Sox, another great example. Homegrown talent, Mookie Betts. You've had him for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
He could be the face of baseball, and you let him walk. It's just, it's going on everywhere. That's the problem with baseball. Teams aren't able to keep their own guys, and that's why it's going to get even worse. It's going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees every single year. That's what I don't understand. Where do the Dodgers keep finding this money?
Well, if I don't think a team is cheap. If they're legitimately losing money, then they have no choice of going on the cheap. You know, Bud Selig had no choice of going on the cheap back then. He didn't have any money, so it wasn't like he had a lot of money and he was keeping it all. He was losing money and he had no choice. Now the Cubs, on the other hand, you know, you could say they're cheap because it looks like they got, you know, a few sources of revenue that the Milwaukee Brewers don't have.
They made
money.
Same
with the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers.
And I'm sorry, but Mark did not lose any money personally. The organization, I don't even buy that. You know, yesterday I was like, I don't want to talk about how a guy should spend his money, and I don't know the ins and outs of all this, but I find it really hard to believe that he lost any money last year. I really do. I don't know how that's even possible, because you brought back Grandal and Moose on one-year deals. Like, who else were you going to pay?
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins, 414-799-1250. We will talk to you guys about this in 90 seconds. You can tweet us at 1057 FM, the Fan, Facebook as well. Chuck and Winkler, GM Day. We've got David Stearns at 710, John Horse of the Bucks at 845. It's Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan. Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bar Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath, and you, 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. David Stearns, 710 this morning. John Horst, 845. We'll talk Brewers and Bucks respectively. Want to know from David Stearns if they feel like they've taken a step forward despite the payroll taking a step backwards. Want to know from John Horst if he thinks he's done everything up to this point to get this Bucks team a championship. If they don't get a championship, is he going to look like he didn't did enough? He didn't do enough. We'll talk to him, 845, David Stearns at 710. And right now we're just talking about how much we're talking about money in sports. It is the dominating conversation this week as Mark Antanasio, the Brewers owner, says that they've been operating in the red. Rick Schlesinger joining the station earlier this week on Hot Stove Weekly. He was asked, is it normal for teams to operate in the red?
Well, I think, you know, candidly, what people say about owning a Major League Baseball team is, you don't look at it to turn a profit on a regular basis, because it's, frankly, it's a difficult business. You know, you're always competing, and you're competing with bigger markets who can spend more in payroll. And Mark's always said, you know, first and foremost, what he wants is a World Series title, and he's fortunate enough that he has other businesses that he doesn't need to make a profit from the Brewers to deal with things. But the reality is yeah, there's going to be years, and we've had a year like last year where we stretched the payroll, and despite the great attendance, the reality is you know, the pure economics of it is we lost money, and there's other years we've made money, and there's years we lost money. And again, as the person in charge of all that stuff, it's sort of part of baseball. Some teams are regularly making profits, but the reality is a lot of teams will deficit spend and not always be profitable because they obviously want to win. And, you know, one thing about the 30 owners, they all want to win.
Schlesinger, the executive vice president, business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. And I think the thing that we need to remember with owners is they are not, for the most part, some are, and some, that's why they get into it. But for the most part, they're not fans. I mean, they are not, it's not like you plucked a guy off the street and said, hey, run a baseball team. They look at this as an investment. They want to win, sure. Like Mark Lazary and Wes Edens, we see them. They want to win. They've become fans. But first and foremost, Chuck, they have bought these franchises, I think, less as a toy
and more as a, it's a business.
Well, they're not going to make any money off the business until they sell it. I've always heard teams, you know, these owners, they don't make money until after they sell it. Like, if Athanasio sold it today, which he's not, he's talked about the contingency plan is to always keep it in the family, you know, with his sons and all that. But, yeah, buying and selling a franchise, that's where you make it. That's where Selig, when he sold the Milwaukee Brewers to Athanasio, he made back some of the losses he got. And teams will do that. I mean, when any time a franchise is bought or sold, it's usually bought for more than it was sold for a few years before that. So, yeah, I mean, these guys, very few teams, I think, week to week, day to day, year to year, are pulling in money. I think the Green Bay Packers do. You know, I mean, that the business model they got in the NFL seems to be working. Business model in Major League Baseball somehow isn't working. But they can't fix that because they don't get cooperation from the Players Association.
799-1250. Again, we'll talk to David Stern, 710 this morning. Bucks GM John Horst at 845. Michael is in Greendale. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
I have 2 points to make that hopefully you guys will understand. And the Big Show did a really good job yesterday of pointing it out. The first point is the fact that, let's face it, the Brewers are in the bottom four of TV revenue, which, I mean, that's the giant albatross around the neck is TV revenue. And the very last thing is the simple fact that, yeah, no crappy operator just had a negative. I mean, you look at jumping every year for the last 5 years, you've been hovering around 100 million and it jumped to 125. You didn't have 3 million at the gate, like Chuck continues to say. You had 2.5. Now, were they hoping for it? Sure. Did they have the postseason? No, they didn't. Did you have all of that extra, you know?
I think we're losing. Oh, okay, we're losing you, Michael, a little bit, but we got your 2 points with the gate, maybe wasn't the 3 million or the 3 million, and then the TV revenue aspect. What was the official attendance last year? I thought it was 2.8. He says 2.5.
2.9. It's about 2.9 million. So close to $3 billion. But see, I think we need to learn somehow is where does that translate into losing money? Where does 2.9? Because it's not only people paying for the tickets, it's the 2.9 million. People coming in there, and because every time you go to the game, you're spending money. You're spending money on the tickets, and then also you're spending money on concessions. If you're going to buy shirts or whatever, you know, parking, whatever. I mean, it costs a lot of money to go to games. Any sporting event, it's going to cost you money. So where is all? I'd love to see someday for him to explain, which he'll never do, obviously, is to explain where all this money's going through, and then. You know, how it translated into losing money with player salaries and how you had to cut back at $30 million. If he did that to us, and we say, oh, okay, oh, that's how it goes. Okay, I see. You know, assume he's not hiding any money. You know, you'd like to see where all this goes. So we'd all get a better understanding on the financial problems that the Milwaukee Brewers allegedly have.
Well, and then the TV aspect of it, too, that is an issue. The Brewers are not going to command a lot of money in their TV deal. Fox Sports Wisconsin ratings go up, but who else is going to air the Brewers? I mean, do you want to make a TV network? Is Spectrum Sports suddenly going to run the Brewers? Is Channel 18 going to own the Brewers and then license it out to affiliates all over the state? No, they're going to stay with Fox Sports Wisconsin. So then you're bidding against yourself. And sure, as a sign of good faith, Fox Sports Wisconsin might give the Brewers a little more. They'll work out a way to charge more for the commercials between the two entities, but they're not competing with anybody, and that's part of being in a small market. He's right. The Cubs were able to have their own network after they had four different channels fighting for them. I mean, ABC wanted them, Comcast Sports wanted them, WGN wanted them, and the Cubs were like, oh, we can make more money on our own.
Yeah, I mean, the games are never going to go on Fox 6 or Channel 12 or Channel 4. They're just not – I mean, those – because those networks
used to be a handful on WMLW, Means Mill, Milwaukee.
But those networks, you know, the ABC, CBS, Fox, I mean, they have commitments to network programming. No, they do. There was a time when Channel 18 had the games or Channel 24, and they had a state network. But then they'd have a state network, but they'd have an ABC affiliate in Eau Claire. But the ABC affiliate in Eau Claire wouldn't show some games during the week. That's how I missed the Juan Nieves no-hitter in 1987. Because on the ABC affiliate in Eau Claire, when I was going to college up there, they had ABC programming on a night, on a Thursday night, or their hot program or whatever it is, because, and they didn't show the Brewer game. And, you know, the guy had a no-hitter going. You had to listen to the game on the radio. And then Fox Sports Wisconsin was created. And, you know, I mean, then obviously, yeah, they're basically bidding against themselves. Because where else are the games going to go? And there's not enough advertising dollar in the state like there is in New York or Boston or Los Angeles to create more revenue and bigger finance franchise fees and stuff like that. So, yeah, it all comes back and limited a small market.
John is in Franklin, 414-799-1250. John, what's up?
Hey, John.
Man, I can't wait for another month when baseballs hit bats and balls hit gloves and we can start talking about the team, you know. But, you know, this is what we have right now. And, you know, a little clarification, I think, is in order.
Hey, John, I'd break down all the spring training video we could, but our owner came out and said that he was broke this week. So that's where we're at.
Well, let's talk about that specifically. And you know, I'll be honest. And by the way, congrats to you guys to getting some of the heavy hitters on the radio today. It'll be very interesting to hear them. And Stearns deserves, as much as I've criticized the Brewers this off season, he's done enough fantastic things that he deserves some leeway. Okay. I guess my frustration with him briefly is just the pitching staff. It's like you've seen this going cheap thing. Hasn't worked, and we're doing it again. And I that's the frustration.
But he'll tell you it has worked. I mean, the thing I run into when I'm debating these Stearns apologists is I say they didn't add anybody at the deadline last year. And I want them to see, because they've come so close that I want to see them pay and get these guys in here. The two guys he added, I mean, Lyles and Pomeranz, I can't argue with the results. The thing with the Brewers is we'll see what Stern says today, but what Mark's been saying is that, look, we've got a way and it works. And it seems like they're doubling down on that, so we'll see if Stearns does the same today.
Plus, look at their all-star closer, one of the best closers in baseball, they're paying $4 million to. A guy who probably deserves $15 to $20 million for the work he does. Maybe even more.
Can we talk briefly about Mark? And I have been a fan of Mark. But when Mark bought the team, there was an immense amount of debt. And you got to listen to what he says in the presser, okay? Operational loss. I own a business. Okay, these are key words. You know, I've heard some preposterous things from other callers, some maybe on other shows, about, oh, poor Mark, you know, might end up going in the black if this goes on. An operational loss. He took on the team with a ton of debt, and because the books aren't opened up, you know, did he, you know, a bunch of money was probably paid off on all the renovations down in Arizona. A lot of things went on. This isn't the Brewers couldn't, on a year-to-year basis, just straight up pay their bills. I'm sure he paid a lot of money to his debt.
Yeah.
And I think they also, didn't they purchase one of their minor league teams? Don't they own Carolina now?
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
But that's not a big expenditure. You know, they paid all that. They paid a lot of money, to $50 million, to redo Maryvale in a crappy area. You know, see, now when I say, or anybody does, that the Brewers are on the cheap, here's what I didn't like they did. And I mentioned this yesterday. I didn't like the fact that they redid their stadium down at spring training in Maryville in a crappy area that nobody wants to hang out in after games, when the rest of these facilities down in the Phoenix area are in beautiful areas, yet ours is in a dumpy, crime-ridden area. Beautiful stadium that they redid, but walk two blocks outside of the Maryville Stadium out there, and you're not going to be able to walk around there at nighttime, that's for sure. Bad. They got people guarding that thing. I told you, in the middle of the winter. So you know, they got security people around that place. Just not a very good area. And it would have been great if you would have did like the rest of these teams. You know, you look at the Cubs in a beautiful area, Giants, every minor league complex down in Arizona, beautiful area surrounding it. The Milwaukee Brewers, in a war zone, basically.
I've never been down there, so I don't know if it's that
crappy.
You can say war zone. That's the description for Maryvale?
Well, it's just bad. I mean, there's, you know, it's just the drug infested, prostitute infested.
It really
area.
Is that bad.
It's just it's crappy. Yeah, you don't want to be walking around there at night. Yeah, I maybe it's gotten a little better in recent years, but it's Phoenix is kind of a dumpy town. But the surrounding areas, fantastic. Phoenix, fantastic. Scottsdale, Tempe, Paradise Valley, all that area, beautiful. Certain parts of Phoenix, not good at all.
It's Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. Again, we'll talk to David Stearns, GM of the Brewers, 710. We'll talk to John Horst, GM of the Bucks, 845. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, the Fan.
Fifth in National League in wins over our 15 seasons, and I put our group, give our whole ownership group credit for that because they've been supportive of everything we've done.
It's Mark Attanasio, Brewers owner, Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan. Talking earlier this week, they had an operating loss as a business, the Milwaukee Brewers Ball Club Incorporated, that would make up the entirety of the organization. I'm Bart Winkler, again, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath, and you guys. We'll talk to David Stearns, general manager, 710. Finances are a big discussion this week. Mark's talking about it from a organizational standpoint. We could talk to David from a team standpoint, but clearly it looks like the payroll was affected by what the owner had to say earlier this week. 414-799-1250. Louie is in Franklin. Louie, what's happening?
Hey, Lou.
What's up, guys? Good morning. I want to kill something for you. This Maryville thing, this investment for Maryville, it's not a talking point in this equation at all. Because as a business investment like that, where you are improving your assets, you can amortize it and write it off essentially over 5 or 10 years. So that's not what he's talking about in that equation. What he's saying is basically from an operational standpoint, I think we've known since Prince was here. I think at one time it was like, what, 103 to 105 million is their sweet spot for 3 million fans, right? And they went to almost 130. So simple math is they probably lost about 25 million bucks. So it's not that he's losing money personally, because he's wealthy enough to where his money is making money for his money. He's probably taking a salary every year, just like you guys take a salary every year. And if, let's say, the radio station starts losing money, that doesn't mean you stop getting paid. He's not making like $700 million a year. He's probably making like 10 or 12 on the Brewers.
Attanasio?
Yeah, probably.
You think he's taking a salary of $10 million?
Probably.
Well, that would be bad.
Well, all business owners do. You know why? Because when they sell, then that lump sum is all their taxable income, versus every year you're taking $50 million, $70 million. That's not how you get rich when you're him. You get rich by keeping that low and keeping that money in non-taxable ways. This boils down to two things. If people want the Brewers to be able to increase the payroll on the team, they have to raise ticket prices. They have to. So if they went up, I think their average ticket price is like $70 or $71 a ticket. The Cardinals, by comparison, is $93. That $23, dollar difference is like $40 million. That's a lot of money for you to operate under. And that's how they're going to have to do it, because the TV money, let's say Fox Sports was really generous with them and took their TV money from $22 million to $40 and gave them a 45% increase. You're still between ticket sales and TV revenue, you're still $150 million behind the Cardinals in revenue in those two sources. Not only, you haven't even played a game yet. So they can't compete. And the reason, Horvy made a point before about players and being cheap, it's not about being cheap, it's about return on investment. How many championships has Mike Trout won? None. How many has Manny Machado won? None. How many has Bryce Harper won? None. Mike Stanton? None. Because a $40 or $50 million player in baseball does not put you over the top like a $30 million quarterback that's elite, or a Giannis or a LeBron does in basketball. One player in that sport does not equate to winning championship. So you have to get, if you look at the two areas where they almost, where they were good enough in 2011, and I think it was 2018, there were, those two teams were good enough to win it. The Prince and Greinke and Braun, and then the one a few years ago. Both those teams were set up to win a title. They just didn't execute. It's not that he didn't do enough. He's proven those two times he's willing to go in and sacrifice the future, trading four prospects for Greinke, another one for Markham, going in for CeCe, re-upping Prince for one more year, way above arbitration when Prince could have walked, and now making the deal for Yelich and bringing in some guys. So it's not that he's cheap. It's that it is a balance. And when he says they're operating in the red or at a loss, that means their budget was X, and the revenue coming in did not cover X. That's all that means. It doesn't mean he lost money. It doesn't mean the team's poor. It doesn't mean he couldn't pay off his debt. It doesn't mean any of that. So a lot of what John said is right, but I'll take it to, you know, I wanted to take it to another degree to really put in perspective to people, you know, what kind of game you're dealing with here. And I'm sure they're going to get additional revenue from naming rights. I'm sure that went up a little bit, and I'm sure their TV money went up a little bit. But if people really want to stop complaining about this issue in this town, the only way you're going to do it is to expect to pay 10, 12, 15 bucks more a ticket.
Yeah,
that's the only way they can sustain it.
When I see hear somebody being, you know, cheap is someone who's got a lot of money, and a franchise is worth a lot of money, and
thanks,
they're printing money, and they don't spend it. Ted Thompson was being cheap, the GM of the Packers. They had money. They didn't spend enough. Didn't go out and purchase some free agents, which obviously Gutekunst would do. That was being cheap. You know, what? Right now, what the Brewers...
That wasn't even his money, so that doesn't make any sense.
No, I know it doesn't, but still, which makes even less sense why he's being that way, or why he was that way, why he wasn't spending money on free agency. Because he had the money to spend, had the money on the salary cap, wouldn't spend it. So, I mean, that's a case, but the Packers have money to spend, but that's a case where he's not spending the Packers' money. And with Stearns, apparently he doesn't have it. You know, they told him to cut back and not sell, you know, not go out there and spend some money on free agents. And they say there's no free agents that they really, really wanted, but, you know, I don't know. One other thing, though, is when Antanasio, in that soundbite we played, here's what bothers me. When he says, we're fifth in the ownership since we've taken over the ownership of the team. We're fifth in the National League in winning percentage. Man, eye test certainly doesn't say that, because you've got two divisional playoff series victories in those, what, 17, 18 years. So, yeah, you may have, if you're fifth in the National League in winning percentage over the last 15 to 20 years, your postseason appearances and your postseason victories don't amount to what you've done in the regular season then.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The other thing is, do you look at this Mark Attanasio ownership as, because when he first came here, was it 2005 around there?
Yeah, three or four, right during that area. There was some transition there.
Did you think that he would still be here in 2020? Did you think it was a short-term thing? Did you think it was a long-term thing? Did you think he would eventually sell the team? Because what it seems like is it seems like, and I'd probably do the same thing. It seems like he wants to pass it down and keep it in the family.
Yeah, yeah.
So this windfall that you're going to get from selling a team is never really going to come. And the Brewers, for the rest of my lifetime, could be owned by the same one family.
Yeah.
And is that a negative? Is that a positive? We'll find out.
He bought the team in September 2004, and it was finally approved in 2005. So, yeah, same area. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, he wants to pass it along to his kids eventually. You know, he's 62 years old, so he's not going away anytime soon. But I think the Antanasio family, for our foreseeable future here, they're going to own the team. Just like we like to think that Edens and Lazary and Dinan are going to own the Milwaukee Bucks for the foreseeable future.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. More on this. We'll talk to David Stearns, Brewers General Manager, 7:10. That's coming up in 25 minutes. We'll talk to John Horst as the Bucks are back at it tonight against the Bucks. Well, the Pistons, but they've got a lot of former Bucks on that team. John Horst, GM of the Bucks, will join us 8:45, Stern 7:10. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Well, if you're a contractor involved with remodeling projects, major projects around your house, you're a business owner, doing it yourself, you need some efficient and economical waste disposal, and who's here to help? Eagle Disposal is going to help you out. They've been around since 1978. They can handle your trash or waste disposal needs with courteous same-day service. They're going to get you in and out. They're going to get rid of the trash, get rid of the disposal, get out of your way, and give you a good price along the way as well. Their prices are all inclusive. No hidden surprises at Eagle Disposal. They're going to give you a bill, and you know, they're not going to put any surprises like some of these major companies might do. You look at the bill and say, what is that charge for? What is that? What was that? I didn't ask for that. Eagle Disposal does none of that. Their prices are all inclusive. None of that hidden stuff. The latest state-of-the-art front load and roll-off trucks to handle the small or large loads. So if your business relies on efficient and competitively priced waste disposal, the place to go, guys, Eagle Disposal, they're worth checking out. I've been telling you about businesses around our part of the woods here, and I've never steered you in the wrong direction. And I'm certainly not going to do it with my guys over at Eagle Disposal. Tim and Bill, good guys, honest guys. They're going to give you a good price, and they're going to get the work done with you. 262-895-4800. 262-895-4800. I had a couple of people message me on Twitter over the years. Hey, give me that address. Give me that phone number. I need that again. 262-895-4800. That's Tim or Bill. When you need to get rid of your trash, whatever it is, you're a business owner, homeowner, it's Eagle Disposal. Try them out online. Visit them at EagleDisposalInc.com.
So we want our teams to make more money, right? I mean, we don't want them to say they're cheap. We want them to afford good players, so they've got to be innovative with the way that they make money. The Bucks have found a way to make money, and nobody's happy about it come playoff time. We'll talk about that next. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath. Brewers manager David Stern, 7-10. Bucks GM John Horst, 8:45. So two general managers today. Bucks are back at it tonight in what seemingly has been a long break. Not only have we not seen a Bucks game in about a week, we haven't seen Giannis play for the Bucks in even longer with the birth of his son Liam a couple of weeks weekends ago. The Bucks come into tonight at 46-8. That's good for first in all of the NBA. They have a 6.5 game lead in the East over the second-seeded Toronto Raptors. And tonight, they take on a Detroit Pistons team that is full of former Bucks in Tony Snell and Thon Maker. And you're going to see Christian Wood tonight. And Christian Wood's been very good, even in the absence, and especially in the absence now, of Andre Drummond, who got traded to the Cavs. I won't let that one go. I won't let that one go. They cut Christian Wood to have Paul Gasol as a buyout candidate last year. Big time bad move. I will not give up on the Christian Wood standing, and we'll see how he does tonight. I might take him in some fan duels.
Well, the Pistons suck. They're 19-88. The Bucks are 19-38. Seems like 19-88, but the Bucks have just owned them.
Detroit's close. They're only six games out of a playoff spot, Chuck, at 19-38.
Yeah, well, then that's the seventh and eighth seeds aren't very good either.
Hey.
I will say this, though. The Bucks, anytime I feel like they play the Pistons, there's always some drama going on. There's a little bit of pushing and shoving back and forth. But the Bucks usually end up winning the game by 14, 15, 20, 25 points. I don't expect today to be any different. You know, the Bucks are 32-1 against teams with losing records. That's amazing. 32-1 and 33-1 after tonight.
Well, I don't expect a lot of shoving tonight. I mean, Blake Griffin's not playing. Andre Drummond's gone. He's been the creator of some of that. And you got a lot of friends on this team. You got Thon Maker, Tony Snell, as I mentioned, Christian Wood. Let's not forget Brandon Knight, who was part of the deal that brought Chris Middleton to Milwaukee. Chris Middleton's still here, and Brandon Knight has found his way back to Detroit somehow. Detroit, that's a team. You know, they've tried a bunch of different things over the years. They just cannot figure it out. They've got a lot of expiring deals, but really, I don't know who they build around at this point on that roster. It could be a few more tough years for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. The Pistons once were one of the best franchises in the NBA in a couple of different runs that they had. But now they're just spinning away. You know, they got a good coach, but I don't know if there's really a good direction there on that team and where they had it. They're a long ways. They're back to where the Bucks were about 10 years ago.
Yeah, just there's no direction. The direction for Detroit is there's no direction. So we should like the Bucks tonight to start the All-Star break, or at least the second half, with a victory. Now, we're talking a lot about making money with our franchises. The Brewers owner, Mark Attanasio, says, look, we're operating in the red. We did last year. So fans are going to have to step up, we think, and maybe help these teams make money, right? Well, the Bucks have found a way to make a little bit more scratch here. They have a postseason ticket wait list. You may have gotten the email yesterday. You may have seen it at Bucks.com. They're giving the chance to fans to secure their place in line to gain Bucks playoff tickets after the full season members get their chance at it. So you can join a wait list. Now, to join the wait list, it's going to take more than just putting your name or sending your email to the Bucks organization. You have to pay $50. So you pay $50 and you get on this wait list. You do get the $50 back should you get the tickets then, but in the form of credits at the Bucks Pro Shop, food and beverages at Fiserv Forum as well. So if you do get the tickets, you get the $50 back as credit at the Bucks Pro Shop or for food and beverage. I saw a lot of outcry to this yesterday. I don't think it's that terrible. If you're going to get playoff tickets, you're going to spend $50 at Fiserv Forum, are you not?
And if you're going to go to a game, if you don't get the tickets and you get the money back in form of a credit, you're going to spend that money. That's $50 you're going to spend at the ballpark anyway. Hello, right? You get the $50 in credit, and you're going to spend the money if you go next year or any other time, because you're going to go to the game eventually.
If you don't get the tickets, do you get the $50 back, or did they give you the credit?
Sounds like you get a credit.
So even if you don't get the tickets.
Yeah. But you're on a waiting list. We're on.
You paid?
Shannon signed it up yesterday. Yeah, we're on. We're on the list. We got on the list. So she told me that last night. She put it in and put the $50 in, and so I guess we're on the list.
Now, the reason teams do this and the reason teams do, like, you can always buy playoff tickets early. You got to pay in advance, and then you get the money back if they don't go that far. It's because they're collecting interest on you.
Brewers do that for the postseason.
Every team does.
It's like for the Brewers postseason, Bart, if, like, I got my bill last year, if I wanted, because I got the 20-game package, if I wanted to get the whole postseason package, like $5,000. It's sticker shock. You look at this bill, it's like $5,000 for like 12 games. But, yeah, and then they say, well, you can put it towards next year's season tickets. And meanwhile, they hold on and collect the interest.
They collect the interest, and with everybody that does it, the interest goes up, and they bank money on that. Mm-hmm. So, hey, if we want our teams to make money, if we truly want our teams to make more money, we should be all aboard these sort of strategies.
That's why we're investing, because instead of us making the money on interest, we're letting the team do that.
So we're all suckers.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, but this has been going on in sports for a while. Hey, you know what? Get your deposit in. And like for the season ticket base, like for our 20-game package, they wanted us to get the bonus in, or they want us to get the down payment in. Hey, get the down payment. Give us your $800,000 in early, and you'll get a ticket for the Brewers on deck. So they give us a free on deck, yet they got our $1,000 to play for 6 months.
Did you say $800,000?
For?
You just said $800,000.
No, for $1,000.
Oh.
$8,000.
$800,000.
No, $8,000.
How many other shows are you doing here,
man,
for
I
you?
Better have the best seat.
You ain't making it off
else.
This show. It's Chuck and Winkler.
I better be playing in the game.
Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
So you want more Chuck and Winkler? No problem. Stay tuned for the 9 a.m. hour today as we go commercial-free. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM.